WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Bryan woman arrested last month for causing $3,600 in property damage in the yard of a former friend is now accused of taking $137,000 from the victim. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 52-year-old Anna Prosik convinced the victim to give her $75,000 to pay a lawyer that never existed and $62,000 for landscaping work that never happened. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office has obtained an arrest warrant for a man accused of shooting a woman yesterday afternoon northeast of Bryan. 47-year-old Alvin Gent was the subject of a manhunt and his home was searched following the gunfire on High Country Drive. The victim was treated at a local emergency room and released. A photo of Gent is online at WTAW.com. A College Station man who told Bryan police he was the victim of a robbery last week was arrested after officers recovered some of his stolen property. 22-year-old Duanteria Cross Jr. was wearing only his underwear and a towel when he said the suspects took off with his shoes and other clothing. Police recovered a jacket containing 7 packages of K2 that led to Cross being arrested for possessing a controlled substance. A Bryan man was arrested by College Station police last week for keying a truck belonging to a former employee. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old William Sackleshot was caught on surveillance video, causing an estimated $2,200 damage. Sackleshot told officers he was angry over a dispute concerning his final paycheck after he was fired at the Coyote parking lot in Northgate, which was where the criminal damage took place. Residents of a North Bryan neighborhood say a neighbor broke into 2 unlocked pickups Friday afternoon. According to the arrest report, police believe 53-year-old David Earl Duke, who said he was in his truck, was under the influence of methamphetamine. The 2 newest members of the Bryan City Council want recordings of all meetings when they participate in an official capacity.
Ben Hardiman and Buppy Simic have placed on tomorrow's council agenda a proposal that city staff record and produce minutes any time and anywhere a council member attends and or addresses any issues that may come before the governing body. If approved, staff would be going to neighborhood association and other community meetings where a council member participates, along with town halls hosted by Councilman Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Mike Sutherland. The staff member would be responsible for drafting a summary of what was said and identify any significant comments or discussions that may require follow-up communication. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Blinn College Faculty Senate has again asked the Board of Trustees to be included in governance issues. President Mark Bernay, speaking at this month's trustees meeting, said he was following up on a letter of concern he presented to the board in February that they and administrators had a lack of regard for faculty input.
This message pointed out the serious damage that implementation of the ill-conceived and unanticipated 70% fill model inflicted on both students and faculty in terms of loss of already scheduled courses, loss of trust at all levels of the academic community, and loss of money to the college.
Bernay presented a resolution that was unanimously passed by faculty members in Bryan and Brenham, along with a proposed shared governance structure. Due to state law, trustees could not talk about the request since it was made during the public comment portion of the meeting. There was no comment from any Blinn administrators. WTAW News Time is approaching 7:09 at 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news on the way at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, April 28th at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6, and $10 will get you a catfish dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributed, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 712. Let's do weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Warm, high temperature this afternoon, 80 to 85, and some scattered clouds around during tonight, back down to 66 to 70. Again, it's partly to mostly sunny and warm Tuesday, near 85 degrees. Could be a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday night. Low temperature, low 70s. Occasional clouds on Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperature, 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, lots of A&M news. Also, I got the NBA scores and the MLB scores from over the weekend and other great things. It's all coming up on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, that's Brad. He's the new infomaniac. He gets to get up early for a while until he says, man, this really sucks.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a morning person, right. So, you know, okay. It might be a while.
Well, and that's fine because, you know, and in this business, it's sometimes you work mornings and sometimes you work nights. There was a point in my life when I didn't get off work until 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really not a fun time because the only thing that was on television back then was Tomorrow with Tom Snyder.
And the test tones.
Yeah, exactly. And so that wasn't much fun. But yeah, since I've been doing this for a while, the morning thing works. Except on those weekends, you know, you can sleep until 8.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing stuff. Anyway, so Brad's been with the company for a long time, and he's sat in from time to time. But now this is the gig Monday through Friday for him.
It's for real.
That's
exciting.
It. There
I'm
you
super
go.
Excited.
It should be fun. All right, so the season for Margaritas on the Patio is almost here.
Okay.
Woohoo. Now, this is the kind of thing I would expect Patrick to have told me.
What?
And you may already know it.
Oh, okay.
Dropping the ball, Patrick.
Anyway. Maybe I could teach Patrick something this from a guy who makes his soap in his own backyard. If you want a guarantee to serve your guests nothing but the finest guacamole, the folks at BuzzFeed have discovered how you can ripen a rock-hard avocado to perfection. Do you know how to do that?
No, and how long does it take?
10 minutes.
Ooh.
Microwave?
No.
Okay.
200-degree oven.
Oh.
But tightly wrap it in foil.
Okay.
Wrap it up in foil very tightly, put it in there for 10 minutes at 200 degrees, which is great, you know? Because haven't you done that? Go to the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the ones that have been tested too much.
Mm-hmm.
You squeeze it a little bit and your thumb goes a little too far in.
Well, it's hard to know exactly when to go and get the avocados. Because, you know, if you go 2 or 3 days ahead of time, chance that you might put them in the fridge, I guess, probably keeps that process from going on. But
sure.
But if they're not quite there to make them perfect, this basically takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, because otherwise you can just bite the top off and squeeze it out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's so, and you should. I wish they knew about pears. I wish you could do that with pears because pears are, you know, if they're ripe, they're fine. But if they're not,
They're less than pleasant, not nearly as sweet as they should be.
When it comes to produce, I'm in there just, I'm squeezing all of them like I know what I'm doing, but I don't know.
Well,
I'm looking at other people's baskets going, what are you eating? That looks pretty good.
See, and this whole watermelon thump thing, I've never gotten that. Mm-mm. I mean, I don't do that, don't know, have no idea.
Might as well be like, divining for water.
But there are people who'll do it thinking that, that's what it is. Now, today we have the story of the magical fruit. It's
beans?
The orange.
Oh, okay.
No, that's another one.
Oh.
Orange peels produce natural oils.
They do.
That can be used in a lot of cleaning products. I mean, what is that, orange glow or whatever it's called? Yeah, whatever.
Orange offer.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, anyhow. But here's the deal. So you can skip the cleansers and go right to the product. Every time you eat an orange, just take a few minutes to use the orange side to polish the smudges that are on your stainless steel stove or fridge.
I like that.
And the fresher the orange, the better the trick works.
And it actually polishes them? It just doesn't make your appliances delicious?
It may smell for a little while, I don't know, but if somebody walks in and you're smelling the outside of your fridge, that's a little bit unusual. You can clean your microwave with an orange, too.
Okay.
Throw your orange peels into a bowl of water. Put it in the microwave for 60 seconds. The steam loosens any dry food that's in there.
So why do you need the orange peels?
We should use that here, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that also takes care of the bad odors in there because of the orange peels.
I guess. See?
Okay.
Then we definitely need that for when people burn popcorn.
Because
that becomes everybody's
problem.
It
is the worst, yes. Well, that or just if somebody puts that burrito in there from 3 days ago. Or the fresh ones that they got at the convenience store, which are jam-packed with chemicals.
Carne asada.
Yeah. You can also use the peels to make all-natural appliance cleaner. Put your peels in a jar. Fill the jar with white vinegar. Let that mixture soak for about 2 weeks, and then you strain it, and you can use it, put it in a spray bottle. Works great on stovetops and fridge doors and microwaves. And again, two very natural things. So have you seen in the grocery store cleaning vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, so what you're saying is doing your appliances with oranges adds a little zest to your kitchen?
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Wait.
Nice.
Hello?
I know you guys are talking about the miracles of citrus, but I tell you what, one of the best cleaners out there as far as getting stains and stinky out is coffee.
What?
Coffee grounds. Yeah, coffee grounds. You got to stink your refrigerator, coffee grounds, and do it a whole lot better than Arm & Hammer ever will. A lot of people back during Katrina were having, refrigerators full of rotten food.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people throwing them away. And some guys were like, oh, man, just put coffee in and let them run for about a week. Hose them out.
There you go. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
That's right.
Two guys with hints to make your life easier in the kitchen.
That's right.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I've done that coffee thing before. It worked.
It's abrasive and acidic.
Yeah.
And I think fresh coffee grounds, in other words, not used already, work better in the fridge because that's why you don't store your coffee open. It absorbs all the flavors and you taste it in your cup.
Yeah. I'm glad he explained it because he said stains also, and I'm thinking if I'm trying to get stains out of my couch with actual coffee, it's just going to make it worse.
Join your friends. Come away from the couch. Yeah. Anyway, so I like the idea, though, about the cleaner, because but you can. You can go to the grocery store, saw it. It's called cleaning vinegar. Now, how could that be any different than any other vinegar?
Maybe a different strength?
Could
like
be.
Percentage?
I haven't looked, and I didn't compare the price, because I just go ahead and use the vinegar. just get that cheap vinegar, and I don't think it needs to be Heinz, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to defunk your disposal, just
lemon.
Lemon or works, orange, either one of them. I just put the whole thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go, man. That's good. And if your refrigerator stinks, in addition to the coffee that the caller suggested, also you use the orange peel powder. Dehydrate your peels in the oven for about at 200 degrees for about 2 to 3 hours. Then you grind them into a powder. You mix the powder with baking soda. Brad, I know that right now Patrick is furiously writing this down because that's just the sort of thing he's going to do. You mix the powder with baking soda, and then you put that mixture in a bowl, and you place it in the back of your fridge. It will smell fresh and sweet.
Seems like a lot of work. Why not just baking soda?
You know what I'd like? I don't know when they started advertising the baking soda in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point now where they've got them that the side opens up or something.
Right.
And all that. But it would be interesting to know what kind of baking soda sales there were 20 years ago as opposed to what there are now. Because first of all, of course, baking soda is in everything now. You know, nothing can get clean without baking soda, whether it's toothpaste or shampoo or whatever, deodorant. But I wonder when, you know, like your mom was just using it a teaspoon at a time, a box probably lasted years. And now when you tear the top off and stick it in the fridge to freshen your refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I don't know, can you notice that? I mean, is there a real noticeable difference?
I don't know.
Is it? And maybe that's why they do the orange thing, is if you do it with just the baking soda, there's just an absence of bad smell. There's not a good smell. Make sense?
Yeah.
Absence of bad smell, good smell.
Okay, so the lemon adds the good scent.
Right, that's what it is. Then you have a little something that's fresh. And, man, we know with cleaning products, that's a big deal. You know, as soon as you open it up, it smells clean, so you think it's clean.
Oh, smell is huge. They tell us at the water park, you know, make those bathrooms smell good. Even if they look a little dirty, people will notice the smell. You could have a clean bathroom and a bad smell, and people will assume the bathroom is dirty.
You're exactly right. Walk in there. What did you do? Just throw bleach on the floor and then rinse it out?
More or less.
Yeah, okay.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life or ground, air, or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, and flammable. Bring these items along with computers and electronics to the University Services Complex April 30th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com. High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Good morning, it's 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, remember the story about the drone hitting the airplane coming into Heathrow? Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week. Well, apparently that wasn't what it was.
No?
Turns out there's little evidence that whatever the plane hit was actually a drone, according to the UK's Department of Transport. It said it may have been a plastic bag.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how you confuse those two. Pilot of the British Airbus A320, big airplane, reportedly said upon landing that he thought the plane had collided with the drone as it descended, but the department said there is little evidence of any kind of a drone collision, and there's no actual damage on the plane, which would allow it to fly after it had an inspection. So, just saying. All right, summertime coming up. No one recommends No one recommends seeking out doctors who are brand new on the job. But
somewhere in the world there is.
That's right. You got to do that. Yeah, they have to wear a newbie button for a month. According to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the average major teaching hospital typically see a 4% jump in its risk-adjusted mortality rate in the summertime. So don't get sick July through August.
That reminds me of an old saying. You know what they call an A student in medical school?
Okay.
Doctor. You know what they call a D student?
Okay.
Doctor.
Ooh. Or dentist.
Yeah,
that too, yeah. All right, just in case you don't want to pay, worry about next year's taxes or anything, Tuesday's Mega Millions will be $108 million. Just want to let you know it's tomorrow night. But if you want to wait for the big money, that's Saturday night with Powerball at 282. But just remember, you're changing one set of problems and trading them in for another. You'll be hearing from people you never knew before. 726, let's look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go. Chance of some showers. Really most of the week, the whole deal is okay, though. We're going to be in the middle 80s to lower 80s, and it'll cool down each night in the mid-60s. So that means every morning should be nice for the next week or so. As far as showers are concerned, peak out right now at Tuesday night at about 50%. There's a 40% chance of them lingering on Wednesday, and then a slight chance of showers moving into the weekend at 20 or 30%. But when you're in the 80s, you know, it could pop up at any time. Winds, be aware of that, gusting up to about 20 miles an hour today and tonight, up to 25 miles an hour tomorrow, and about the same thing on Tuesday night, so kind of breezy. Right now, overcast skies out there. Winds are out of the south at 6 miles an hour, and we're looking at 68 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
12-year-old kid attending an elite Massachusetts boarding school are suing the school over its Wi-Fi service. The kid is identified as G, the student. He attends the Fay School in Southborough, 25 miles east of Boston. His parents, referred to in a lawsuit as mother and father, claim that an upgraded Wi-Fi system put in 2 years ago caused their son to experience headaches, nosebleeds, nausea, and a bunch of other stuff. The lawsuit says that G, the kid, suffers from electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome. Yep, invisible Wi-Fi rays supposedly harming little G because he's super sensitive to this stuff. The school's not rolling over. They had their Wi-Fi network tested, and it falls within all safety standards. But G's parents want the school to turn off the wireless service in his classroom or go back to hardwired internet service, or they want the wireless service turned down, or they want to be accommodated some other way. And for their troubles, they want $250,000 in damages. Their lawyers say that they want to work with the school to find a resolution, but they want little G to be able to attend his classes in a safe environment. Now, the mother and father of G might be suing the wrong people. I mean, who invented the internet? It was Al Gore. Who pushed the tax increase on phone bills to bring broadband service into the schools? It was Al Gore, and he's loaded deep pockets. And he also believes a bunch of other junk science, hoax theories, global warming. I mean, sue him! Go big!
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski. When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman who was shot yesterday afternoon northeast of Bryan was treated in a local emergency room and released. That's after Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that she was shot in the head. The gunfire led to a search around the residence on High Country Drive, which is off FM 2223. The sheriff's office received an arrest warrant for 47-year-old Alvin Gent, charging him with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A photo of Gent is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M Police has received three reports in 8 days of the same model half-ton truck being stolen from the same parking area. Two thefts of Dodge Ram 2500 trucks were reported on April 14th, and the third was reported last Friday. The trucks were parked in lots 40B and 40D, located between George Bush and Lewis and between Bazell and Coke. One of the three trucks was recovered in Houston. Anyone with information is asked to call UPD. Last month, the Bryan woman was arrested for intentionally driving her truck through the yard of a former friend in College Station, causing $3,600 in damage. College Station police has arrested 52-year-old Anna Prosick again, this time for stealing $137,000 from the former friend. According to the arrest report, the victim gave $75,000 for a lawyer who turned out to be Prosick. Another $62,000 went for bogus expenses after Prosick convinced the woman she was in charge of a golf course sprinkler system at a casino in Louisiana. Prosick is out of jail after posting an additional bond on the new felony theft charge. A Bryan couple staying at a College Station motel is accused of printing counterfeit money. The arrest report from College Station police credits employees at the Econo Lodge for discovering in two trash cans several sheets of fake $20 bills and a store receipt. The receipt was used to identify the suspects and their motel room, where $960 of counterfeit 10s and 20s were found, along with more receipts from stores in Bryan, College Station, Waco, and Galveston. All that led to the arrest of 35-year-old Heather Patterson and 39-year-old Robert Castleman. College Station police arrested a couple living in an apartment complex Friday night for taking $2,500 of items from a storage building. 29-year-old Tristan Morita was seen by a neighbor who also lives at the Varsity 2 apartments at George Bush and Welburn. During the execution of a search warrant, 23-year-old Clarissa Robertson was also arrested for the theft. Weekend DWI arrests included a College Station man rear-ending a private vehicle driven by an off-duty College Station policeman Friday night at Harvey Mitchell and Longmire. According to the arrest report, an on-duty officer who searched the car driven by 20-year-old Benjamin Toller found an inhaler and 20 canisters called Whippets to get high off a combination of nitrous oxide and other chemicals. The Blinn College Faculty Senate continues to have issues with administrators and the Board of Trustees.
The lack of consistency in seeking faculty input has led to continuing problems as voiced in the Faculty Senate message of concern presented at the February Board of Trustees meeting.
The Senate President Mark Bernay repeated there was serious damage sustained by students and instructors after administrators implemented an unanticipated plan to drop spring semester courses.
It concluded with the suggestion that better communication would have forestalled this and other problems, including faculty handbook changes, the alternative pay agreement, and intellectual property concerns. The February Faculty Senate message of concern has garnered no response from the administration.
Bernay says faculty members in Bryan and Brenham unanimously passed a resolution calling for shared governance with the board and administrators, something he says is called for by Blinn's accrediting agency.
Because participants in the shared governance process will share in the responsibility to make decisions that affect the college as a whole, they will operate in a consensus-building fashion where open communication and accountability are paramount.
There was no reaction by administrators to Bernay's statement. Trustees could not respond because state law bans comments on items not on their agenda. When any member of the Bryan City Council participates in any community meeting, they could be recorded by city staff.
That's part of a proposal from the council's two newest members. Bobby Simic and Ben Hardiman have placed on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting a policy where, if approved, a city employee would record any appearance and provide minutes and highlights to the council and appropriate staff. Those minutes or highlights would identify any significant comments or discussions that may require follow-up communication. City employees would attend town halls held by Councilman Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Mike Sutherland, along with Neighborhood Association and other community gatherings where a councilman participates in an official capacity. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has sent a letter to President Obama asking that Grimes and three other counties hit by flooding last week be declared a major disaster area. Harris, Fayette, and Parker counties are also included in the 22-page request, which you can read online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news after Fox News at 8. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hi there, this is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Spring is here, and so is the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association's 2016 Parade of Homes. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, and finishes May 7th and 8th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at gbvbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, theeagle.com, and insightbrazosvalley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 30th, May 1st, and May 7th and 8th.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Warm, high temperature this afternoon, 80 to 85, and some scattered clouds around during tonight, back down to 66 to 70. Again, it's partly to mostly sunny and warm Tuesday, near 85 degrees. Could be a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday night. Low temperature, low 70s. Occasional clouds on Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperature, 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, all kinds of A&M news. Also, I got the MLB scores over the weekend and the NBA scores. And a lot of good other stuff. It's coming up on sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. That's Brad. He's our new Infomaniac starting today. He's Woo-hoo. Expected to be here Monday through Fridays.
Oh, okay. Really? I thought it was just today.
Yep, sorry. Yep.
Gotta reset my alarm again.
That's our business model here anyway. So, there you are. You're headed in today. One of the great things, though, about coming to work early is we don't have to deal with that place in your commute to work. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know where that place is, don't you?
Oh, I have a that place.
Even still?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've been meaning to talk to College Station, College Station about this. Mm-hmm. It's near the Walmart. I'm coming up 2818 Emerald Parkway,
uh-huh.
and the light will turn green for eastbound traffic there.
Okay.
And then within 1 second, the walk sign will turn to a, hey, we're getting ready to turn to yellow light. Ah. So you see the little hand flash.
Sure.
15-second countdown. Mm-hmm. It turns yellow, and it turns red. Never any cars there, and it's just luck of the draw whether you get caught by that light or not.
Ah.
No one's turning. No sensor's been initiated. It's just 15-second countdown and back to red.
Wow.
Mm.
Now, yesterday, I'm driving south on Texas. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know. For some idiot reason, I decided to go to the grocery store at like 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. Went into the grocery store. Looked like the locusts had been there, you know. So, but anyhow. But, I mean, I hit every yellow southbound on Texas, and I thought that worked pretty well usually.
Uh-huh.
Like I've done nonstop through College Station
before.
Sure. But
it occurs.
I don't know. It wasn't happening yesterday. Say all that to say this, a nationwide survey by NREX and Texas A&M Transportation Institute, which is what it's called now, by the way.
TTI.
It's still called TTI, but it's called Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Okay. See, a little branding thing going on there, which is pretty smart.
I think so.
Because, you know,
they do a lot of good stuff there, and doesn't hurt to have the school's name
right
on it.
And that's the thing. And if you're in Oregon, you could go Texas. Oh, Texas Transportation? Oh, it's the University of Texas. Well, we don't need that. Those people don't know how to drive over there. So it's the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Anyhow, they measured urban areas across U.S. America to find out where the worst traffic congestion is, and the winner... The winner is Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. That area right there. Now, we're talking those commuters each spent an average delay of 82 hours last year. 82 hours a year just to get to work. All right, so here we go. Number, just by contrast, so number eight is a tie between Chicago and Houston, 61 hours. Consider, when is the last time you went to Houston you didn't get into some kind of a traffic slowdown?
And every that's just, time.
Yeah, and that's just kind of normal driving. You know, that's not even in that area where you're commuting from, say, 6:30 until 9:30 or from 3 until 7.
Well, I lived in Houston for 2 years, and if there's one thing I learned, it's that there's traffic. I mean, there's construction everywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Everywhere.
That probably will go on forever. Mm-hmm. So those two are tied, okay, which means that there are about 10 cities that are worse than that. Next comes Seattle, then Boston, then San Jose. And they're all within about 5 hours, so it's not a big difference. Up to 74 hours when you get to New York, 78 hours when you get to San Francisco, 80 hours when you get to Los Angeles, and then 82 hours for D.C. and Maryland. So, you know, today, as you have to sit through three cycles of the light someplace, just remember it could be so much worse than it is right now.
Yeah, it's still like, what, 15 minutes, College Station?
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, I listened to you on the way to work. Well, thanks for giving us 8 minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, we thank you for that. All right, so I had this last week, and Patrick, I apologize because I should have done this story. The story was how to have a better garage sale.
Oh, interesting.
So it's after the fact. I don't.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But, ours was good.
Well, okay. So and now it's. Hang on. Let me get some music here. Now it's time for Patrick to give us garage sale notes.
Oh, notes. Yes.
So now it was a 2-day garage sale.
It was.
Right? Okay. So it started. It was Friday, Saturday. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And we put it together in about 2 weeks, processing stuff, tagging things. We actually had access to one of those little tag guns so we could do the clothes.
Listen to you.
I know. We thought we were so smart. Turns out if we had it to do all over again, we wouldn't price clothes.
No.
We'd take about 80% of them, just say, and that a huge chunk and say, give us a dollar.
Yeah.
And then choose those few items that we know are valuable and maybe going to be bought, maybe put 5 or 6 on those.
Okay.
Just specific pieces. But clothes, don't bother pricing them individually.
Yeah. Early birds?
Yeah. We had someone come up the day before because we had run a 3-day ad in the newspaper, And we had some people say, we're going to be out of town on Friday. So they came Thursday and wanted to see the barbecue grill. Oh, well, okay. It was a little too thin for him, so no big deal.
Okay.
Did you wear a straw hat and a bow tie with a megaphone? Step right up, step right up. Get your clothes, get your barbecue pit.
You know what? I threw out two little signs. We're sort of in an inconvenient area. It's out on West Villa Maria.
Okay.
And threw one up just past the Aerofit over there and one at the entrance to our neighborhood. And people saw it. It worked.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, if you garage sale, you know, you may go through, because the newspaper has a list of all of them or whatever, and you can circle the ones that you want, and you GPS those in. But invariably, you'll find a sign for one that wasn't on your list because they may not have advertised it.
Yeah.
So it works. All right. Are your neighbors unhappy with the traffic? How was that?
Oh, I don't know that they care, and it's sort of payback for them because they're student renters side of us. So serves them right.
In your face. That's exactly right.
Boom.
So now,
we had some people jogging around the neighborhood. They were in the middle of their run. The woman stopped, turned around, ran over to us and said, I think we need that bedroom furniture. And they made their lap, came back and said, yeah, we'll get it.
Wow. So percentage-wise, how much of the merchandise did you move? You know,
we moved nearly all of the big stuff. All the stuff that would be a real hassle to get rid of in some way, shape, or form, got rid of most of it. Came down on a lot of prices.
Yeah.
And my wife did a lot of the pricing, but she priced everything to haggle because she assumed people wanted to haggle.
Yeah.
They don't.
Really?
People will haggle.
What?
Yeah, no, there were some incredible prices on things, and I'll give you $2 for it. Well, it says 10 on it, but
you're
killing me. But no, people would just look and just assume, I'm not going to deal with that.
Is that right?
I would try to price it. I'd probably try to get, here's the thing. We're moving. I don't know if we've made this public yet.
Yeah.
But I'm moving. I'm out of here.
Okay.
At the end of this week.
He's had enough.
And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
But we're going out of state, and so we have to get rid of so much stuff.
Right.
In this case, where if it goes back in your garage and you don't care if you hang on to it for another year for the next garage sale, price it whatever
you
want.
But you weren't in that,
that
mode.
We should have priced everything to move. Put it at the lowest price. If they're going to haggle anyway, just say, you know what, I've already put a really good deal on this. I can only come down maybe $1.
Yeah, so, okay.
Go for the price. If you were going at a garage sale, put the price you would pay for it, because honestly, it's used stuff. People don't know what you've done with it. They may not have a place for it in your home. You found it when you needed it or wanted it. People at a garage sale, they don't even know what it is sometimes.
What does this do? I'll give you 50 cents for it.
I had a girl. She came back. She said, there was a little decorative piece. Did that go? Oh, I really wanted that. And this was the end. I was already moving stuff inside. I said, hey, why don't you take these candlesticks for free? She said, no, thanks.
You can't even give
No. Oh, wow. And actually, I'll cap it off with, we could not give away a four-piece living room set. It was couch, sofa, or sofa, love seat, and chair, and then a mismatched ottoman. And we had priced it reasonable, and then $200 for the set. Okay. Now it's free. No one would pick it up off of our curb.
Wow.
Because structurally, it was great. It looked bad because it didn't come with the fringe. Our cats added that for us.
Okay.
And I put it. I finally said, okay, you know what? I'm going to put this on Craigslist for free. Please come pick up. I'll put it on Facebook for free. And then that got the ball rolling. People were asking questions. And someone said, she said, I sent you a private message. Please check it out. She was picking up, or she asked if she could have them to help people living in, or people who were displaced by Houston flooding.
Okay.
To sleep on those. So we saved those for her. And that makes me feel a lot better.
That's good.
I'll give them away for free if they're going to something like
that. Well, and that's, But really, you put stuff on the curb.
Yeah.
Pretty good chance if you have any kind of traffic, somebody will find some use for it.
And as I mentioned before, we didn't have a lot of traffic, so that was probably part of it.
Okay, well, there you go. So all in all, you'd give it a grade of?
I'm glad I don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Helping your children learn to manage money can take a lot of patience and sometimes a little ingenuity. One challenge is teaching kids how to put in the time and effort to earn something they want, even though it may seem out of reach. Here's a tip about delayed gratification that you may want to try in your own home. David's son, Nick, wanted the latest electronic gadget that was all the rage among his friends. But David thought his son should earn it rather than simply having it handed to him. So here's what he did. He bought the item Nick wanted and then told him, "I bought this for you and it's yours just as soon as you buy it from me. And I'll hold on to it for the next 10 months while you make monthly payments to earn it." Up until then, Nick had never had control over his spending, but having the desired item right in front of him kept his goal within reach, and it gave Nick the motivation he needed to learn to be disciplined with his money. Maybe this idea will work with your children. If it does, your kids will learn how to work for what they want and how to manage their money more wisely. Both of those are really important skills they'll use for the rest of their lives. But if your children give up too easily, well, you can always return the items or sell them on eBay. Either way, I think your children will learn some valuable lessons about earning what they want instead of expecting things for free. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's something big banks don't want you to know about your IRA or 401k. You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. That's right. With Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical gold and silver coins delivered to your home. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Wouldn't it be nice to get direct physical control over your IRA? Augusta Precious Metals, where coins have been the family business for over 40 years, is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, AAA with Business Consumer Alliance, and a 98% five-star satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. It proves you can trust Augusta. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:52. In college baseball, the number 3 Aggie men found themselves in a hole too big to climb out of as they dropped a 7-4 decision to the Alabama Crimson Tide despite a furious ninth inning rally Saturday afternoon on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The loss snapped Texas A&M's win streak at 9 games. Then on Sunday, the Aggs got a walk-off single from senior Jonathan Maroney to beat the Alabama Crimson Tide 2-1 in the series rubber match on Sunday. With the victory, Texas A&M extends their lead in the SEC Western Division back out to 2 games. They sit 2 games ahead of LSU, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, who are all 10-8 in league play. The Aggies return to Olsen for a Tuesday tilt with UT Arlington before heading to Fayetteville to meet the Razorbacks. First pitch on Tuesday is set for 6:34. In softball, the number 16 Aggie women fell to number 19 Missouri 7-6 in 8 innings Saturday at University Field. Then on Sunday, they rallied to tie the game in the 7th, but fell to Missouri 2-1. The series will resume today at 6 p.m. and can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. The Texas A&M volleyball team played 3 back-and-forth matches today at the Lone Star Classic College Showcase at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center Arena, marking the end of its spring off-season exhibition season. The Aggies opened the tournament by defeating North Texas 2-0 before falling to both Texas and Oklahoma by identical 2-1 scores. In Major League Baseball,
the 1-0 ground ball to first, Baez has it, shovels it to Rondon, and the Cubs take 3 out of 4. The Cubs beat Cincinnati by a score of 9-0.
Matt Latos pitched 6 solid innings for his 4th consecutive win, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Texas Rangers 4-1 Sunday. Latos, who signed a $3 million one-year deal with Chicago in February, was charged with 1 run and 7 hits. Klay Thompson scored 23 points, and the Golden State Warriors set an NBA playoff record with 21 three-pointers to overcome another injury to Stephen Curry and beat the Houston Rockets 121-94 Sunday for a 3-1 series lead. Dwight Howard led Houston with 19 points and 15 rebounds. James Harden had 18 points, 10 assists, and 7 steals. Golden State hosts Game 5 on Wednesday. In Memphis,
Aldridge has an eye post. Now they get it to Duncan against Carter. On the block, a double team. The pass deflected, but Tim got it back. Cross court to the left corner for 3. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi not at the shot clock buzzer. Give an assist to Tim Duncan.
Kawhi Leonard scored 21 points as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Memphis Grizzlies 116-95 Sunday, sweeping the best of 7 series and advancing to the Western Conference semifinals. The Spurs finished off their 9th sweep of a postseason series in franchise history, their 3rd against the Grizzlies. San Antonio also swept Memphis in the 2004 first round and the 2013 Western Conference Finals. San Antonio now awaits the winner of Oklahoma City-Dallas best-of-seven series that the Thunder lead 3-1. In the NHL,
Betta wins it cleanly back to Demers. High slot. Here's Eve with a shot. They gets all the way through. Rebound. Score! Spezza!
Jason Spezza scored his 4th goal of the series and added 3 assists, and the Dallas Stars needed every last one of them to hold off the Minnesota Wild 5-4 Sunday to wrap up the first round series in 6 games. The Stars moved on to face the winner of the Chicago-St. Louis series, which is tied at 3 ahead of Monday night's Game 7. And Charlie Hoffman shot a final round 3-under-69 to win the PGA's Texas Open. He finished play 12 under par, 1 shot in front of Patrick Reed and 2 in front of Chad Collins. The win is Hoffman's 4th in the PGA Tour. And here's KO.
That's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike, I know you guys, you know, obviously you sell vehicles and you've got pretty much all of them, but like Porsche and Mercedes.
Yeah, no, we have.
In Navasota. But you also work on them.
We sure do. I really want to talk about our service department. You know, they do a great job. They're 100% CSI. I mean, the customer service index at our Ford store is...
That means everybody that comes through is absolutely 100% satisfied.
Well, everyone that they survey.
Okay, is, fair just, enough.
You know, but the factory really watches all that stuff, and we've had great reputation in our service department for taking care of our customers. And I know it's, you know, we service a lot of outlying markets because we're in Navasota, right? Driving out there 15 minutes will make it worth your time, really will.
All right, to find out more, to get the deal of the day and Free Car Friday, because it's getting close.
Yep, teamofnavasota.com.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karastan Carpets and Rugs, now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look, or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karastan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FX.